Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we welcome you aboard one and all on a Monday evening in the nation's capital and beyond. Radio.com. Throughout Maryland, Virginia, and everywhere in between. Yeah, we're here. 6-7, baby. How does that sit with you? Kind of like, oh, I don't know. That feeling that you have when you get all liquored up on a Friday night and you wake up at about 9:30 on a Saturday morning after you probably went to some all-night dinner and pigged out at 3 a.m. And then you wonder why your head hurts, your stomach hurts, and your whole body feels like it's run over by a train. That's pretty much sums up how anybody that cares about the Washington Redskins and their future feels this morning, or feels today, felt last night, and will continue to feel. There is no relief in sight. That is the worst part of all of this. Whatever you want to say, however you want to say it, fire whoever you want. Right now, today, this moment, 6:32 and change, there is zero, less than zero, reason for hope. That's the stark, cold reality, the harsh truth. There is less than zero reason for hope. Who are you going to pin your hopes on? The old 8 car? Josh Johnson? I'm sure a nice kid. Nice story. Well done in the fourth quarter. All of that. Great storyline, right? That's where we're at. Who are you going to hang your hat on? Who do you look at and say, man, 2019 can't get here soon enough. Wow. We have, oh, bleep. We have nobody. Oh, my God. Who do we have? Darius Geis is coming back, we hope, from a torn ACL, we think. That's something, I guess, to look forward to. I hope. Jonathan Allen and Daron Payne, okay, all right. Let's, you know, play them 90 snaps a game so that they're ineffective from week 8 on. Yeah. Okay. Ryan Kerrigan, Mr. Nice Guy. All right. Going to sell a lot of tickets. Going to get hail to the Redskins locked and loaded all over the place. Oh, baby. What's there to look forward to? Earl, the Redskins, Earl Forsey joining us.
That's
now.
What you can look forward to. Me for an hour.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I can look forward to my hour with Earl Forsey on a Monday night. We're
Merry
only on
Christmas.
With you until 7:30, but I wanted to give you a couple moments here to settle down after you make your pilgrimage from the other studio into, what is it, Studio B or whatever? I don't know, whatever label it is. Here's the bottom line, Earl. Again, many of us, maybe, I haven't talked to you about it, maybe this is harsh. Maybe this is strong. Many of us believe yesterday is the culmination of a ship that has been sinking for a while and a franchise that clearly has seen moments like yesterday. I've been at many of them 5 years ago, almost to the day, 2013, against Kansas City Chiefs in the snow with about 4,000 people there. We've seen these days before. We've seen these times before. We've seen these moments before, which is befuddling and frustrating how an organization can have so many days like today or yesterday. But there was always some reason for hope. There was always some reason to have a little bit of faith. Am I too harsh in saying there's very little reason, if any, that we know of right now? This, again, might change. There's very little reason for hope when you look forward to 2019.
It looks that way now, doesn't it? I mean, but look how bright the skies looked just a month ago. Forget a month ago.
That is true.
3 weeks ago.
That is true.
Russell, 3 weeks ago yesterday, the Redskins were two games up at 6-3. So the skies are always darkest maybe before the storm clears. And, you know, time heals all wounds. So you get an off season, make a move or two, and who knows what's going to happen over the next few weeks. What would it take for some optimism? A change in coaching staffs, a change in the front office. Look, something has to be, you'd think, done. After that was kind of just the icing on the you-know-what cake yesterday. Because this has been happening. I put the tweet out a little while ago. For really 6 weeks, four in a row, they've lost five of their last six. Go over those last six. They've been giving up 425 yards a game over those six games,
the last month and a half. Six games, their defense has been dreadful. I put this number out, not to jump in on you, 4.99 yards per carry and nearly 100, and I think just over 150 rushing yards allowed per game over the last six.
But look at the NFL.
I know Danny makes fun of run the ball, you know, and all this crap. You cannot win if you cannot run, and you cannot stop the run. You cannot win, period.
You certainly have to have a semblance of a running game because that goes hand in hand with controlling the football, playing defense. I mean, all that works together.
Yes.
Right? So they have given up 27.2 points a game in the last six. Take out the win over Tampa and the five losses in the six games, 32 points a game. I mean, that you can't.
You know what the league average is, right?
You know what? The Chiefs can't win.
Yeah.
Well, they may win a few games, but nobody can really win doing that consistently in the NFL. So while it looks like, boy, you know, it happened when Alex Smith went down, and part of that is, and now they're down to a fourth-string quarterback, and they can't score points and all this, and the defense. The fact is, it's the defense, really, that has let them down more than anything in this stretch of, you know, the epic collapse.
Too much pressure on them, yes, granted. We get it. They have literally no excuse. I know Matt Ioannidis missed a game and a half. Got it. I know Quentin Dunbar has been, you know, out of the lineup for, what, now six out of the last seven or whatever it is, five out of the last six, whatever it is, and is going to miss the rest of the year. I got it. The defense is clearly atrocious. There's nobody that can defend it. I won't defend it. You won't defend it. I don't know how anybody in that locker room could defend it. The bottom line is nobody expected them to be great, lights out, 2000 Baltimore Ravens style. But remember this, speaking of that Baltimore Ravens team that eventually won the Super Bowl that year, they went five games in a stretch, including a win over the Redskins, I think it was like 9-6 or whatever, without scoring an offensive touchdown. And they won a Super Bowl that year. And I think they won four out of those five. Maybe they won all five. I can't remember. I'd have to double check it. The point is just because the offense sucks and just because you're on quarterback number four, which you're halfway to his uniform number, just because of that does not mean you have to roll over and play dead. And that's what I'm saying. Like, in the first half of the year, right, everyone knew the offense was not going to be able to sustain and hold up, and the Redskins were not going to be able to win games at that the way they were winning games, even with Alex Smith providing great leadership, and we're going to get into that in a little bit. Everyone knew that. Everyone that was realistic, okay? We all knew that. Now, we thought it would be, hey, Adrian Peterson's going to run into a wall. Not obviously the way it's worked out. But what everybody was hanging their hat on is, man, you know what? We've got a pretty good defense. Got a pretty good special teams unit for the first time in, well, seemingly since Danny Smith in 2012, since Lorenzo Alexander was here, right? We can hang our hat. This is a team that travels. Manage the clock, manage the game, don't turn the ball over, run the ball pretty effectively, get a little something out of your tight ends, a little something out of Doxson and all these guys. get just enough from your offense and win on defense and special teams. And here we are, Earl, and I understand the quarterback and what has happened demoralizes everyone and everything. Got it. That does not mean you have to roll over and fold up like a cheap suit.
It's
and that's exactly what this defense has done.
And it how professionals have reacted. Look, football is, out of the major sports, it's the one game where probably emotion means the most out of any of the major professional sports. There's no measuring, no telling, and we'll get to the Alex Smith thing, how emotionally devastating that not just the injury, but how it happened and everything surrounding it has been to them. But the fact is, you have to go out there on Sundays or Monday night and play football, no matter who's behind center. But look, it's okay, quarterback situation, I understand, but let's look at some quarterbacks around the NFL. Aaron Rodgers, pretty good, right? Packers aren't going to go to the playoffs. I know
they're still
alive.
Aaron Rodgers has not had a good year. I mean, I think we could all agree.
Yeah, not for him.
Right. Well,
but
yeah, I mean,
he's still pretty good. You know, a B.A. Rod, still pretty good. Or C-plus A-Rod, still pretty good.
I'd rather have him than not have him.
The Atlanta Falcons have collapsed. They've got Matt Ryan. Carolina Panthers with Cam Newton, they've gone in the tank. So, having a guy, that guy, the franchise guy, is not necessarily a guarantee either.
Well, and quite honestly, even though they didn't view Kirk Cousins as a franchise guy, they were 7-9 last year with Kirk Cousins, a guy who, you know, arguably was a franchise-type quarterback. Now, I'm not going to go down that road.
It helps, and you need a guy to ultimately win. You've got to have a guy you can trust that can make plays at quarterback. My point, though, is it's not just all about that.
Yeah, I agree. Summing this up, basically, but because of the quarterback situation, they are probably where they are largely because of that. And also, that's why I opened up with, hey, you know what? We think, right, this is the bottom. We think this is the end. We think this is as bad as it can get. Not really. 2019, as sad as this is, could be a lot worse. Could be. That doesn't mean it will. Could be because of how you look at the salary cap, the lack of talent, the people that they're going to axe and get rid of. And while everybody's focusing on the front office, there's going to be a lot of players that are getting axed as well, and especially and even more if there's a coaching regime change. And maybe that's a good thing. Maybe that's a bad thing. I don't know. We can discuss that as we go along. 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Several players today blamed this four-game losing streak and bottoming out on one person, and one person alone. Blame might be a strong word, but attributed to one person. I'll tell you who that is. I'll tell you what they said. And whether that's valid or not, next. Earl Forsey, Chris Russell, it is Overtime. Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan, 800-636-1067. So, Alex Smith, as we know, and you mentioned, obviously, throughout the day and in our first segment, Alex Smith and the Redskins. The Redskins are officially 0-3 since Alex Smith has been out, but I mean, you obviously count the Texans game.
Right, now, since he got hurt,
he contributed to that loss with the pick six, obviously.
They've lost all four games that he has not finished.
Right.
Since he got hurt, they're 0-4. And yes, they might not have won that game anyway, but the fact is they haven't won since.
There were two things that were sung to the high heavens about Alex Smith. One, he doesn't turn the ball over. Two, his leadership and the kind of person that he is. Listen, there are many people in that building, and this is part of the reason why they did not pay him, that viewed Kirk Cousins, whether they're right or wrong, as a phony. As a phony baloney, they thought he was a salesman. And certainly I see what they're talking about, because at times I was like, what the hell are you doing, Kirk? And his marketing agent, I thought, did way, 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 way too much. Whatever. There were people that did not feel Kirk Cousins was authentic. They wanted somebody not only that was committed to being here, but somebody that would not cause the kind of drama and attention and all that stuff. So that's what they got in Alex Smith.
Yeah.
Now, they also got a quarterback that couldn't throw for over 178 yards in any game, but that's what they – except for one –
they haven't been lighting it up since he left.
No. I got you.
You know, that's the other thing. That's the flip side. Everybody – looking at his numbers, well, they haven't gotten much better with three other guys.
Understood.
I mean, I know
Josh
Johnson.
Colt McCoy would have stayed healthy, you would have had to live with more turnovers, but I guarantee you Colt McCoy would be passing
maybe,
250
maybe
yards a game. Now, he can't stay healthy. We all understand that. But the bottom line is it was leadership and turnover-free football, right? So players today, including DJ Swearinger with Grant and Danny on the Fan, weekly appearance at around 11 a.m., give or take, all said, and he was directly asked, who do you feel bad for? He said, I feel like we let Alex down, was his quote. Chris Thompson talked about it today. I know other players, they feel bad for Alex Smith. They feel bad that the guy is battling for his leg, number one.
Yes.
And is still in a hospital. Number two, the way they've
worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole. Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Answered the bell since he's been in the hospital is to the tune of 0-4.
Which shows you, I think, how much that's the immeasurable, the intangible. Nobody likes that word, and you can't put a number on it, analytics on it. It doesn't exist, but it does. And emotion, like I just said, in football, this is a different sport, and that's part of it, too. It's not just that they lost their quarterback and he can't play. It's, I think, a lot of it, how that happened. I mean, that is just so emotionally gut-wrenching what's happened since then.
Right.
It's not just his shoulder, a guy, you know, twisted his ankle. This is everything that happened, his absence as a player and what happened, the devastating way it happened, has an effect. I mean, I don't think there's any doubt it has an effect. And the only way you can measure it is, what were they doing while he was playing, and what have they done since? And what they have done
since is absolutely diddly-squat.
There's no doubt, and that's why, you know, that's now, part of what being a quarterback is, that the stats people don't want to hear.
Right.
It's being that field leader.
What's interesting, Earl, is we're not just talking about the offense, because Swearinger, again, obviously on the defense, and a lot of people have fancied him as a leader. I don't know how much of a leader DJ Swearinger is when he's calling everyone out but Santa Claus on a week-in, week-out
basis. I think
he's
just frustrated. Yeah, he's not afraid to speak, and now he's obviously been told to back off of that.
But what I'm saying is, does the—
I don't have a problem with the guy having a loud mouth and speaking his mind.
No, fine. The inference is, Alex Smith, most people would look and say, well, it's really hurt the offense. But has it hurt the defense as well? I think it has.
Yeah, knowing that you've got— they knew that guy wasn't going to lose a game, you know, behind center. They could do their job, and I think part of it is now you have to do more, whether it's subconscious or whatever, that you can't afford to make a mistake because you don't have the confidence that the guy on the other side is not going to make one and make it, you know, a double mistake and it just make it a crushing type of thing. I think it does have a ripple effect the entire team, and just because that quarterback is only out there on offense doesn't mean he is not a general team leader. And listen to the way guys talk about him.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, and I'm not in that locker room every day, but that sounds genuine. I mean, that really sounds emotionally they're down. It took a lot out of them. It was a body blow. It was a punch in the gut, you know, a knee below the belt, whatever you want to call it. It was that and then some. And then the fact that just that player is not out there. He's not Pat Mahomes. I know. He's not throwing for 450 and four touchdowns. But so be it. He didn't need to. And, you know, the winning ugly, like, you know, I put out a tweet. Winning ugly doesn't look so bad now.
No.
Does it?
I mean,
three weeks later.
A lot of people would indeed take it. Let's get to the phones in just a couple of minutes. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. That's the toll-free number on the Indeed carpet cleaning listener lines. Earl's got the update at the top of the hour. Also, we're going to get into this ratings nonsense because I've got a point that nobody has bothered to point out. Nobody has bothered to point out all the discussion that I've heard all day long. Nobody. I'll have that coming up next half hour on the Fan. All right, good to have you aboard with us. Wizards getting set in Indiana. No John Wall, as Earl just mentioned, against the Pacers. We take you until 7:30. when Monday Night Football pregame on Westwood One takes you home on a Monday night, you'll hear from Tom Brady. He'll try and explain what the hell happened in Miami yesterday.
That was the always insightful interview with Jim Gray. Tom, can you tell me what?
Don't even get me started.
First time that those two teams have met since the Blair Walsh miss.
Oh, the Vikings
yes,
and the Seahawks.
Vikings and Seahawks. First time since that wild card game, 2015.
What people don't remember, I'm sure they remember it. That game was not at the old Metrodome.
No, it was
not at the new stadium. It was at the old Minnesota Golden Gopher Stadium.
Outside,
yeah, it was like negative nine
degrees. College yeah. outdoor stadium.
Yeah. I was there in 2014.
Bud Grant went out there in short sleeves, remember?
Yeah.
Like, show his toughness.
Yeah. I was there in November of 2014. That was when Robert Griffin replaced on a short week after being out for 8 weeks when Jay Gruden wanted him out on IR for the entire year because he was already sick and disgusted of him. One game into his first year as a head coach. That actually happened, by the way. When Bruce and Dan ordered Robert back into the fold after Colt McCoy led the Redskins to their most emotional victory in God knows how long on Monday night in overtime against the Cowboys. Yeah, that happened. I was at that stadium. It was snowing that morning in early November. It sucked. Nice stadium.
It's a nice city in the summer. I mean, it's kind of a cool place in the mall.
Kind of like Buffalo.
Nice stadium, that new stadium. Yeah. But yeah, when it turns, and it turns pretty quickly, it goes from 70 degrees to 20 overnight.
Absolutely.
And lots of snow.
Absolutely. All right, let's get to the calls. 800-636-1067. How much do you attribute the Redskins' four-game losing streak to a loss of leadership from Alex Smith? It's easy to attribute the injuries. Yes, leadership is what we want to focus on. And then also, just real quickly, Earl, before I turn it back over to you, the thing that we were, kind of talking about is, and maybe this is a better topic for a night where we have more time because we're only on until 7:30, is as bad as things are now, who actually believes things are going to get better? What reason for hope do you have other than I hope they fire everybody, i.e. Bruce Allen, Jay Gruden, Greg Minuski, this one, that one, Matt Kavanaugh. Great, congratulations, but we don't know who they're going to hire. We don't know who's going to be in charge.
Unfortunately, I think if you're a Redskin fan, long time around here, the last 25 years, you've found out, for that point, before I get to the other one, it can always get worse.
Of course.
Unfortunately, it could always get worse.
Of course.
This week, they may be without their top two receivers this week, going to Jacksonville. The other thing on the Alex Smith thing, we've been around. We've been doing this show a couple of weeks now in the evenings. I've been talking about this for 2 weeks with you, Rooster, that I keep going back to Alex Smith missing. Not just him taking a snap and throwing the ball.
You're right.
That something's missing there. The heart was taken out of the team.
And the players back you up today.
And they did today, and I've been talking about this with Andy a couple of weeks on the Sunday show. So
and
thank them for validating me because there is it's something about it.
Earl, I don't want to say I dismissed what you were saying, but maybe I underrated it. I'll say that. 800-6. I'm not saying that's the only reason. 800-636-1067. Let's get to you guys on the phones. Jack is in Manassas on the fan. Jack, how are you?
I'm well, Rooster. How you doing,
buddy? What's up, Jack?
Hey, look, a couple things. First of all, I just want to connect some dots. I mean, it might make people feel a little bit better. If I recall, last week the Giants beat Bears.
Yes.
Isn't that correct?
In overtime, correct.
All right, so, yeah. So then this week, excuse me, the Bears beat the Rams.
Yes.
Okay. So we went against them on a new infused truth in lending. I'm not a fan of both the Redskins or the Giants. But
right, you're New England, Jack, right?
Yeah, you know it, buddy.
Yes.
This, which I don't even want to get into what happened in Miami yesterday, because I had to watch the worst plane crashes to cheer myself up after that. so this is not the same Giants team that we saw early.
Right.
So I'm not sure whether Alex Smith was there or not.
Here's the problem, Jack. I'm with you absolutely. I think both Earl and I would agree with you. I think everyone would agree. They had no Odell Beckham and no Landon Collins, two of their top three players.
Yeah.
Now, Saquon Barkley, again, he would have been the number one. I would have taken him over Baker Mayfield, and I know everybody says that's nuts, and I would probably not. That's why I'm not a GM. That's how much I love Saquon. He was there, and obviously he killed them, but they were without two of their three best players. So, yes, they're a better team, no doubt, as they should be. They were missing two of their three best players.
No, I got that. But my point I was going to make was they're just not the team of old. They weren't to be – the Giants aren't the team that they were at the beginning of the season. They are surging. I think if they put it together a couple of wins early, they might be in the playoff picture because they're playing some good football. That notwithstanding, there's something that stood out to me as I hear the interviews with Gruden, and that is he will highlight who he doesn't have – and all the challenges included. But when you talk to the top coaches, they don't do that. They Steelers coach, Patriots coach, Packers coach, matter of fact, they ought to do all they can to get rid of Gruden and pick up O'Brien. That might change the whole dynamic there. But
good luck getting them out of Houston. We got to jump in. Appreciate the phone call, Jack. I mean, look, clearly, I think – if they make a move with Gruden, Earl, they're going to skew towards somebody that maybe gets these guys, or they feel that gets these guys to play with their hair on fire. Because the Redskins are often in a complete malaise.
You always want what you don't have. And I brought this up, too. So you got a guy that's a player-friendly coach. Oh, he's too soft. So you're going to get a disciplinarian in, and then you're going to hear the folks say, well, he's too tough. I mean, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. But I did notice even last week, and I almost mentioned this on Twitter, during the press conferences last week, and, you know, honestly, I mean, injuries, while they're not an excuse, certainly the way they have been for the Redskins and as many as they have, it is a reason for not playing as well as you were earlier in the year. But Jake Gruden was talking a lot about that during the press conferences, and you don't hear coaches a lot. I'm not saying he was using injuries as an excuse, but he was certainly leaning on it. And the reality of it is a reason, but you don't really usually hear coaches do that. And I would agree with the caller there last couple of weeks. Maybe it's just the frustration and realization, like, you know, he kind of got short with Tommy Lavero yesterday in the presser too, when he was talking about, you know, all of these things not translating because I don't have two guards and a quarterback and, you know, all this stuff.
Right.
And it's true, but it's frustration.
I don't read anything into Jay being a little terse and a little frustrated. I mean, look, even if he's still here next year, even if he, regardless of what happens over the next 3 weeks, 3.5 weeks or whatever, I guess we would find out as late as maybe a week into the offseason, maybe a little bit later than that. Let's just call it what happens over the next month, right? Even if he knows what kind of uphill battle. This is like climbing Mount Everest.
Rooster. I mean, anything,
Cleveland bombs out over the next couple of weeks, right? You say, oh, man, that sucks. We probably had an opportunity. But at least you got Baker Mayfield and a roster that has some talent. This Redskins roster,
I know.
This Redskins team has nothing.
There is an element of...
They have very little.
There is an element, without saying it, of what the hell do you want me to do?
Yeah.
All my guys are hurt, and the guys I have suck.
Yeah.
Is in essence, in a nutshell, me translating, that's in essence what he's saying.
That pretty much sums it up. 800-636-1067.
You just come out and say it that
way. We will get to your calls before we exit stage left. We got a lot to do in a little bit of time. We'll do that next on The Fan. All right, good to have you aboard with us. It is Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. Quick show tonight, Kirk Cousins and the Minnesota Vikings. Then on Russell Wilson and the Seattle Seahawks. What's interesting about that on Monday Night Football here on
fifth
The Fan?
Primetime.
Yes.
Vikings. He's 1-3 so far.
But they were in the conference championship game last year.
Yeah.
So that makes sense. And they have Kirk Cousins. So, you
Steve Austin, the $84 million man. Yeah.
What's interesting about all that is if you remember back to 2012, after they took Robert Griffin III and they shocked the world to take a fourth-round quarterback, they were going to take Russell Wilson in the fourth round over Kirk Cousins. That's what was going to happen.
Yeah, and look, if we
Russell
get to
Wilson
that,
went number third round, I think like number 75-ish
worked out well
overall,
for them.
And Kirk went, I think, 102 overall or 101. I think
so
it was 102
overall.
Those two
guys going at it tonight.
Yeah.
It's going to get it to a point, and it is on a point now. The Redskins are going to have to take a quarterback in the draft, obviously. Probably should have done it before, but yeah, like you're saying with the running back, everybody wants you to, and I understand the theory, if you're there at the top, Redskins won't be, but like the Giants, you've got to use that opportunity to take a quarterback. What if you don't want one? What if you don't, the guy that's left there you don't like? I mean, do you just take the next best one? See, that's the way.
That's
you
how get organizations
you,
get in trouble.
You get into hell.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I agree. And that's the thing with the Redskins. To, if they need a quarterback, be great to have a guy there in the first round that you really love that slips to you. But
yeah.
Do you? If it doesn't, I hope they don't force the first round quarterback thing. Wait till two or three
right.
or four.
And that fits better for the salary
because,
cap,
I mean,
because
Dak
you're already
Prescott,
in
there
an
are guys.
Yes.
If you're doing your homework,
yes.
you can find someone. Because if you reach for the first round guy mid late and he doesn't work out, not only do you bust on him, but you lose the guy you should have taken that you don't have anymore.
Not only is it a weak quarterback crop,
yeah.
according to everyone's standards, but also you got to, and people are not going to focus on this, but I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to tell you. I'm not saying that they won't, but a first-round quarterback, especially one, say, in the top 10, is going to cost you $4-plus million under the cap in 2019. Guess what? When you already have $3.5 million for McCoy and a minimum, yeah. Earl, minimum of 20.5 already, minimum
yeah.
for Alex Smith. And it could be a lot more in 2019, regardless of his health status, regardless of his active or retired, minimum 20.5. I don't see any other way it's lower than that. When you already have $24 million invested in that position, not to say that you can't take on another $4 or $4.5 million or whatever it is that a first-round quarterback, again, depending on the pick, but that's a lot to invest in one quarterback that you know is going to be your guy at some point or you feel is going to be your guy, and then one guy who can't stay healthy for more than a game or two, and then one guy who's either retired or not ready to go, or you never know. $28-plus million dollars is reserved for Aaron Rodgers, Ben Roethlisberger, Kirk Cousins, guys that you know are basically going to play and be there every game for you. The Redskins would be spending $28 million on...
What you're saying is it's going to be a tumultuous offseason.
Yes.
As it is.
Yes.
So do you add to the turmoil by making wholesale changes 3 weeks from now? That's the other side of the
of
equation,
course.
Too.
That's
how
a big
much
element.
Do you rock the boat on a ship that's kind of going back and forth and rocking and taking on water anyway, right?
I don't know. All right, we got 2 minutes left. Let's get to the vice president of the Earl Forsey Fan Club. It's Andre in Manassas.
Nobody in the
fan.
Forsey house, I'll tell you that.
You guys love each other.
Hey, gentlemen, good evening.
What's up, Andre?
I'm doing well. But to your point, I think you do rock the boat because ultimately I don't trust this administration as presently constructed to select a quarterback. They've basically shown throughout this, you know, 9-year tenure, they don't know how to get the right quarterback in here. Either they don't have him and, you know, they pick for the wrong guy, or they have him and they don't recognize him and they let him go. So I just don't trust them to pick a quarterback. But my concern, like everybody else's today, was Bruce Allen. And Rooster, I was hoping you can tell me what is his record, not just as the Redskins GM, but the record he has as a professional GM, period. Because I think at all his stops, you know, he's up there with a losing record.
Yeah, but that's hard to say, Dre, because he wasn't completely in charge in Tampa and in Oakland. I mean, John Gruden had all the power in Tampa and Oakland. He was more like his henchman, his assistant, salary cap contract guy. Here in Washington, he's had all the power. Even when Shanahan was here, people don't want to admit this, he had more power. I'm not saying he had more power than Shanahan. He had a lot more power than people think he had. He was not hired. He was not hired here to be just a salary cap guy. That's the biggest misnomer and biggest mistake, revisionist history, that people don't understand. And I kept screaming that when I was at 980. Nobody wanted to listen. Bruce had a lot of power from the start.
Well, I'll say this. He's left. He's going to leave here. I think for his 9 years, the Redskins may have the worst record in the NFC East. You know, we you look at the aggregate the 9 years, I mean, the Skins are the worst team in the NFC East. I don't even think it's close by any shot.
Oh, it's not close, yeah.
And I just, you know, I mean, obviously he has to go. I don't know what more you can say and do about that. But,
you
know, one of my biggest frustrations, you know, people are saying, you know,
gotta wrap
I guess
quick.
At a certain point, with Smith, you know, we were 6-3, looked good, and
yep.
Without Smith, this is where we are. But one can argue, we're really that bad.
Well,
you know, Smith,
yeah. I mean, listen, Dre, we'll have more time, obviously, later on in the week. Appreciate the phone call. I mean, listen, we could sit here and split hairs. Earl, the bottom line is they're 6-7, and they're 6-7 for more than just leadership or more than just quarterback injuries. It's a quick show tonight, obviously. Appreciate you,
yep.
Of course, sitting in and being with us.
More than an hour.
I'll be back tomorrow night from Capital One Arena, 6:30 to 7:15.
TJ Oshie may be back.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
looks like he was on the update desk. Earl Forsey, make sure you follow him, at Earl Forsey. Make sure you follow me, at WrestleMania 621. See you tomorrow night from Cap One Arena. Caps and Red Wings, Monday Night Football. Kirk Cousins and the Vikings next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.